coming up on episode number 1270, celebrating a birthday for a guy you may not recognize by name, but you'll absolutely recognize him by his music. Producer and musician Trevor Horn has been involved with bands like The Art of Noise, The Buggles, Yes, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, The Pet Shop Boys, and many, many more. He's been behind the scenes for a lot of that stuff, producing the music that you love. Today, we're going to focus the camera lens on him and take a look at some of the stuff that he's been involved with. It is the Trevor Horn cover story, and it's coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, July 17th, 2019. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another episode of Coverville, another cover story episode where we're focusing on the work of Trevor Horn. As I mentioned, you know, music, like super music fans might know his name, probably do know his name. I mean, he's well known in the industry, and especially if you are a fan of the Yes album 90125, you're familiar with him. If you like the band The Buggles, first band ever to get played on MTV, the first song, Video Killed the Radio Star. Imagine we'll be hearing something about that, right, later on the show. Of course we will. Let's get to it. Let's get right to the music. Oh, no, let's not get to the music, because I have to do this first. Because I love you. Because you are the wind beneath my wings. You're the money that comes in and helps keep the lights on, the show flowing, the spice also flowing. You are Coverville citizens and patrons, and I thank you for your support. Folks like Charlotte Beckman, Oliver Strachan, Rich Janusiewicz, I hope I got that right, J.P. Wiegand, Richard Bruins, as well as folks over on the Patreon side, Chris McClintock, Philip Langer, Anita Shanker, Sebastian Van Dijk, good friend of the show, and Sarah Rallis. Big thanks to you guys. You're this week's top 10 list, and thank you for your contribution, your support for the show. If you want to hear your name on the show, but more importantly, you want to help support the thing you are listening to right now, go to patreon.com/coverville and throw a buck or two a month. A buck or two a month. A month! Who asks for that little money? Nobody asks for that little amount of money. But I do. Go to patreon.com/coverville. Throw a couple bucks a month my way. Of course, feel free to throw more if you can, and if your arms are strong enough to throw more, then please do. Patreon.com/coverville. Let's get to the music, because you are here for that. You're here for the music. And we're going to start off with a song that isn't an originally produced Trevor Horn song, but one that he actually did produce a cover of for the film Mona Lisa Smile. Remember that film? Had Kirsten Dunst. It had, who else did it have? I think it had Julia Roberts. I don't know. I never saw it, but I like the soundtrack. Here's a song from that soundtrack. The Trevor Horn Orchestra covering The Four Lads. Yes, The Four Lads, not They Might Be Giants, and Istanbul, not Constantinople.
Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Been a long time gone, old Constantinople still is Turkish delight on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, not Constantinople. So if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam.
Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just like it better that way.
Take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just like it better that way.
Take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
You on the wireless back in 52, lying awake, intent at tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through. Oh, oh, oh. They took the credit for your second symphony, rewritten by machine and new technology. And now I understand the problems you can see. I met your children. Why did you tell them?
Video killed the radio star. Video killed the radio star.
Pictures came and broke your heart. Oh, oh, oh. And now we meet in an abandoned studio. We hear the playback, it seems so long ago. And you remember the jingles used to go. Oh, 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 you were the first one.
You were the last one. Video killed the radio star. Video killed the radio star.
In my mind and in my car, we can't rewind, we've gone too far.
always live your life, never thinking of the future. Prove yourself, you are the move you make. Take your chances, win or loser. See yourself, you are the steps you take. You and you, and that's the only way. Shake, shake yourself, you are every move you make. So the story goes. Owner of a lonely heart. Owner of a lonely heart. Watch fell in a corner of a broken heart. Owner of a lonely heart. You've been hurt so before. Watch it now, the eagle in the sky, how he dancing one and only. You lose yourself, no, no, for pity's sake. There's no real reason to be lonely. Be yourself,
oh,
the Morfolinos from their 2005 album For Background Use Only. That is their cover of Yes's Leave It, instrumental cover right there. Love the, again, you know, we're taking something that was originally done with a lot of electronic drums and electronic bass guitar and things like that when it was produced by Trevor Horn for Yes's 90125 album. And here we're just stripping it down and doing it totally organically with analog instruments. So cool. Leave It by the Morfolinos from For Background Use Only. Before that, Jacob Moon with a cover of Owner of a Lonely Heart, also originally from that Yes album, 90125. Really a mainstream album from a prog rock band that kind of brought them more onto pop radio and introduced them to a whole new audience, Owner of a Lonely Heart. Jacob Moon from his album Fascination from 2013. Before that, originally done by The Art of Noise and included several different versions over the years on their album albums, Moments in Love. Ken Ford doing that version right there from his State of Mind album, kind of funkifying it a little bit, and again, taking something that was originally done with tape loops and making it an analog track. Video Kill the Radio Star from the French band Pink Turtle. That one from their 2012 A La Mode album, Pop in Swing Attitude. And the Trevor Horn Orchestra at the top of that set with Istanbul, Not Constantinople, from the 2003 soundtrack to the film Mona Lisa Smile. Originally done by the Four Lads, but come on, when you hear that song, all you can think of is They Might Be Giants, right? Probably. All right, so Video Killed the Radio Star, originally done by the Buggles. Well, actually, no, it wasn't originally done by the Buggles. The Buggles version that you're familiar with, the one that you know from being the very first song played on MTV, the very first video played on MTV, was actually a cover, only because the three guys that wrote it, Trevor Horn, Jeff Downes, and Bruce Woolley, released it first on Bruce Woolley's album a few months before the Buggles included it on Adventures in Modern Recording. So if you want to hear the original version of Bruce Woolley's Video Killed the Radio Star, I've played it on shows before. Just do a search in the archives and you'll find it. Cool thing about that, by the way, is that the keyboardist on that track is none other than Thomas Dolby. Doing a little bit of a cameo there himself. Another song that was recorded and written around the same time, also by Bruce Woolley and Trevor Horn, and again released first by Bruce Woolley, later by the Buggles, is a song called Clean Clean. Here is the original version of that track, re-released on Mike Hurst's Producers Archives Volume 3 album from 2012. This goes all the way back to 1979. Here is Clean Clean by Bruce Woolley.
Johnny drove the half-track 'cause we could not find the Jeep. Wake me in the morning, gotta get some sleep. Driving all night, Yeah. stop the action.
Keep it up, keep it up.
Never stop the action.
Keep it up.
Rain. You don't know how to play.
The Philosopher Kings covering Godly and Cream, a song that was the only solo hit for Godly and Cream after they left the band 10cc. That was 1985's Cry, covered there by the Philosopher Kings from their album Famous, Rich, and Beautiful from 1997. Great band, by the way. Well, great duo, I should say, Godly and Cream. Also very prog rocky and monumental in those early days of MTV, of producing a lot of amazing music videos. I want to say that The Police, Wrapped Around Your Finger, the one with all the candles, if I remember correctly, was Godly and Cream produced. They produced some of their own stuff. That video, actually, very famous with black and white close-up shots of everybody's faces, some of them crying, and it would wipe from one face to another before, like, software morph, like they were doing that digitally, and really, really cool effect. Cry by the Philosopher Kings covering Godly and Cream. Before that, the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain from their album from a couple of years ago, By Request, Songs from the Set List, a group of songs that they perform in concert but hadn't released on a studio album as of 2017. So they fixed that situation and included that Grace Jones song that was produced by Trevor Horn, Slave to the Rhythm. Also produced by Trevor Horn was that amazing Frankie Goes to Hollywood album that introduced us to the band, which included the song Two Tribes, covered there by Rosetta Stone on their 2006 album Unerotica, as well as the song before that, Relax, by Anthony Hanna. Well, the original version, produced by Trevor Horn, of course. Anthony Hanna did that cover for the Liverpool Number Ones album from 2008. And then we start off the set with a song that was co-written by Trevor Horn, Bruce Woolley, and Jeff Downs, two of which became the band The Buggles, and also recorded a version of that song, Clean Clean, recorded there, the original version by Bruce Woolley, before he brought in the Camera Club. One last set of music, and this is one where I kind of don't want to tell you the song until it gets to it, so I'm not going to do it. I'm going to tell you who it is. I'm going to tell you it's the Boss Hoss from their 2005 Inter-Nashville Urban Hymns, and it's a song that was originally produced by Trevor Horn, as many of these are. Here are the Boss Hoss.
All right. Ooh, hey. All the pictures said, all the pictures said, run through my head. All the pictures said, run through my head. This is not enough. All right. I'm in serious shit. I've been told to do less. If I'm asking for help, it's only because I've been with you. Has opened my eyes. Could I ever believe such a perfect surprise?
I keep asking myself, wondering how I can close my eyes, but I can't block you out. Wanna fly to a place where it's just you and me, nobody else, so we can be free.
All the things you said, all the things you said, running through my head. All the things you said, running through my head. All the things you said, all the things you said, running through my head. All the things you said, running through.
It's my fault, but I want her so much. Wanna fly away where the sun and the rain coming over my face, wash away all the shame.
Well, stop and stare, don't bury me. Cause I'm feeling for her, what you're feeling for me. I can try to pretend, I can try to forget, but it's driving me mad, going out of my head.
A guitar. Mama, looky at me. Tell me, what do you see? Yes, I've lost my mind.
Now.
cross the line.
All the fish said, all the fish said, running through my head. All the fish said, running through my head. All the fish said, all the fish said, running through my head. All the fish said, running through my head. And this is not enough.
I don't know what I'm to say, but I'll say it anyway. Today is another day to find you shying away. I'll be coming for your love, okay? Take on me.
Take on me.
Take me on.
Take on me.
I'll be gone in a day or two. And ends, but that's me, I'm stumbling away, slowly learning that life is okay. Say after me, it's no better to be safe than sorry.
Take me on.
Take me. I'll be gone.
That's a band called Escala. Now, they actually were originally called Scala, S-C-A-L-A, but of course there's the Belgian choir group, Scala and Kolokny Brothers, that I've played several times here on the show before, and they actually decided to change their name to avoid confusion. And these guys, it's a four-piece electronic string quartet from London, England, all women, performed on the Britain's Got Talent show. And love that cover right there of Kashmir. That was produced on their album, their self-titled album, Escala, of course, produced by Trevor Horn. Guitar work on there, by the way, if you're loving that guitar, as a lot of the people in the chat room are mentioning, that is Slash on guitar joining Escala for that cover of Led Zeppelin's Kashmir. Before that, you actually heard Trevor Horn, I think for the first time actually singing on this episode of Coverville. That's him singing Take On Me with the Sarm Orchestra from an album that he released earlier this year called Trevor Horn Reimagines the 80s. Now, he did a bunch of covers of songs or produced on that album a bunch of covers of songs, both ones that he was involved with originally and some that he wasn't involved with originally, that cover of Take On Me. He wasn't originally involved with the A-ha original, but since he sings on that one, I thought it was a good addition to the show. Really, really cool album. By the way, you'll find covers on that album, Simple Minds covering Dire Straits' Brothers in Arms, All Saints doing Duran Duran's Girls on Film, Tony Hadley from Spandau Ballet covering What's Love Got to Do with It, Seal covering David Bowie's Ashes to Ashes, and Robbie Williams even doing a cover of Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World, and of course Trevor Horn leading the Sarm Orchestra for that one. Great, great cover. Before that, Crazy, covered there by Quiet Drive. That one from their 2011 album, Your Record, Our Spin. Of course, Seal, doing the original version of that song from an album that was produced by Trevor Horn. West End Girls. Now, there are two West End Girls we discovered. This is from the Swedish duo, the West End Girls, who released an album called West End Girls Goes Pet Shopping back in 2006. They announced a follow-up album called Shoplifting a couple years later. They have still not released it. Probably not going to happen 11 years after their announcement, unfortunately. Domino Dancing by the Pet Shop Boys, covered by the West End Girls. And going to Berlin for this one, the Boss Hoss, a German band that does country covers of pop songs, from their album Internashville Urban Hymns. That is a cover of Tattoos, All the Things She Said, not only produced by Trevor Horn, but the original version of that song was written by Trevor as well, and apparently was from a inspired by a fever dream one of his co-writers had during a trip to the dentist, I guess, with some Novocaine and stuff like that. So All the Things She Said, covered there by the Boss Hoss. That's going to bring us right here to the end of the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. That's not the right song. This is the right song. Yeah, if you want to get in touch with me, email me requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. Call the request line 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. And everything else you want right there, coverville.com. Check it out. T-shirts, DVDs, past episodes, a link to become a patron and support the show, all that great stuff. So thank you so much for tuning in. That is going to do it for this edition of the show. We'll see you next week for another episode. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying, that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frogpants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com. We're going to hear podcasts so good, podcasting killed the video star.
part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.